Any question? Yes, sister?
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, please, the teaching of this night, I'm more confused than ever.
You are more confused?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wanted to clarify. I didn't want to keep anybody confused. Well, that's why you can ask questions.
Sir, please, what I want to ask is that, is it from your teaching now, the way I understood it, is it that there is no apostle existing in the
Bible? We have the apostle, but they are in the Bible.
Okay. Now, sir, my second question is concerning one of your teachings.
And that is why all the apostolic teachings are still relevant till now. Because we are supposed to be part of it. And the minister of William Branham came to bring us back to the apostolic teaching, apostolic faith. Yes?
Sir, please, my second question is, I'm equally confused because when I was studying the Bible, some verses struck my mind. I got confused from, the teaching you taught some time ago. And I will appreciate if, sir, you, if I'm wrong and you correct me.
Go ahead, ask your question.
Some time ago, you talked that, you made reference to William Branham, that he was the Elijah that came in our present stage. But the Bible, when Jesus Christ was teaching the disciples, he made mention that...
Talk to the microphone so that they can hear you well.
Okay. When Jesus was teaching his disciples, he made reference to Elijah in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 14. He says, that is 14, he says, he is Elijah who is to come. Let me read that verse first. He says, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. Then, verse 17, chapter 17, I mean to say. In chapter 17 says, from verse 9, I want to read from verse 9. Now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked, saying, why then did the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. So, sir, based on what the Bible says, Jesus taught his disciples, he was making reference to John the Baptist. So I got confused, to reconcile both personalities.
Your face looks familiar. Have we met?
Not one-on-one, sir.
Not one-on-one? Okay. Yes, listen, you are a member of this church or you visit us?
I'm a member, sir.
Since when?
Last year. 2012, sir. But I became constantly from last year.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, there is something that... There was a statement that I made in the course of one of my messages. And I warned, I said, so that you will not misunderstand me, I want to make a statement, don't misunderstand me. Don't misunderstand me. And I said that Jesus Christ asked his disciples, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ told Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Then he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And I brought it down. Who is William Branham? I said, and knowing who he is, what his ministry is, upon that rock, Christ will restore the church. So that if you are here for up to 1 year and you have not understood the ministry of William Branham, which is the foundation of this ministry, then you are lacking behind. And any other person? Listen, when you want to read the Bible, concerning the Bible, don't read the Bible, study. Go to Matthew 11 again. Matthew 11 verse 14. It says, and if you will receive it, this is Elias, Elijah, which was for to come. And he was referring to John the Baptist. So if he said, this is the Elias which was for to come, it means they are expecting the coming of Elijah, correct? Sister?
Yes, sir.
Eh?
Yes, sir.
Which scripture promised Elijah? Which scripture? That everybody was expecting to come to pass.
Book of Matthew.
Eh?
Matthew.
No. Malachi.
Sorry, Malachi.
Malachi chapter 4, can we read it? That is the scripture. All the Jews till today, they are still waiting for that Elijah because they know that prophecy will come to pass. Verse 5. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and verse 6. He said, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And then Jesus Christ is telling his disciples, this is the Elijah. Correct? This is Elijah that is to
come.
That means it is not the physical Elijah, but the spirit. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Then, go to chapter 17 now, Matthew. From verse 10.
He says, and his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first?
Oh, they were still referring to Malachi chapter 4, where we read. Then verse 11, he said, and Jesus answered and said unto them, this is where I say study. He said, Elias truly shall first come. But in this is chapter 17. In chapter 11, he told them that Elias has come. But now in chapter 17, he is saying, Elias, let's read it, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. Future. Then he added again, verse 12. But I say unto you that Elijah has come already, and they knew him not. But I have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. So here is he saying, Elias has come. And he's saying again that Elias shall come. This is why he said it. Chapter 4, Malachi chapter 4 again. And I preach a message that I titled Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. We try to look at how scriptures are being fulfilled. Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. See, verse 5 first. Let's read verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Now, you have to get to understand what he will do, so that you will know whether John fulfilled it or not. What is his ministry? Verse 6. He shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. He will do two things, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. He's going to do two things. Elijah will come and do two things. He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. Let's see which one John the Baptist fulfilled. Go to Luke chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 15, from verse 15. Luke chapter 1 from verse 15. Prophecy concerning John the Baptist. This is the way he put it. Luke chapter 1 and verse 17, and verse 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Verse 17, he was now quoting Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. To do what? To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. But nothing is spoken there about turning the heart of the children to the fathers, because another Elijah will do it, not this Elijah.
Thank you, sir.
There are two Elijahs there. That is why he said, Elijah will first, shall first come and restore. The ministry of William Branham coming in the power of Elijah was to restore. Who are the fathers and who are the children? The fathers, as far as that verse is concerned, is looking at the Pharisees and the religious leaders of that time, pointing their faith to the faith of these apostles that were just coming up. Grace. That was what John the Baptist was sent to do. Then, after some time, these same children now became apostolic fathers that produced you and me. We become the children to turn the heart of the children now to the faith of the fathers, apostolic fathers. Elijah will do it. And that's why God sent William Branham with that vindication. Everybody saw him by that Ohio River when that light came and stood and a voice spoke. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you given the message that shall forerun my second coming. And then we knew which scripture he was fulfilling. God bless you.
Thank you very much, sir.
Yes?
God bless you, sir. Praise God, church. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
And sir, firstly, I want to thank you for availing God the opportunity to use you. But I'm a bit confused about some things you said. I have two questions. The first one is about the Godhead. Some few years ago, there was a controversy here during one of our Sunday school sessions between you and Pastor Francis about this Godhead issue. But today, it seems as though you are changing your stand. Are you going to retake a teaching on it, sir, to properly establish us?
What was the argument?
It was broader than what you said, but it was establishing the fact that he was God from birth. And you've leaned more on the Raymond Jackson's point of view that he became God at River Jordan. But today you are making it clearer. So I don't know, sir, if you...
You see, we try to balance things. Of course, from what I'm saying now, what the Lord was ministering to me was trying to tell me how God can descend to the level of man. And then try to let me know that that man was God in our midst. Of course, I have tried to preach to let you know that he was a tabernacle of man, of God. He was a veil that veiled God. I have taught all that.
Yes, sir.
But where you begin to put it, you know, to make it look, you want to put away his humanity. That is what I tried to say. No, you can't put, if you put away his humanity, then you will not be talking about Kinsman Redeemer.
Okay.
Kinsman Redeemer, the law for Kinsman Redeemer,
brother,
it's man that died. It must be man that will redeem man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that is what I tried to stress.
And then, about apostolic ministry.
Yes.
That one really shook me. If there's a fall away and there's a restoration, if there's a fall away from the original faith that the apostles laid the foundation of, and now there's a restoration, won't there be apostles following this restoration ministry?
That is, if you want to make the Bible look like a history. Is Bible a history book?
But is it not the same Bible that is bringing so much confusion?
That is why God brought the restoration ministry.
But how many people understand this restoration ministry? Like in the end time message, how many actually understand this restoration ministry? I've read a little about the ministry of Brother Jackson, and you've said it, and it was from you I learned that you thank God you came across that man's ministry.
Yes.
And his own testimony was that he was commissioned as an apostle.
You can say anything you like, that God commissioned you to be anything. I have my scripture to confirm whatever you say you hear.
So no more apostolic ministry.
It's not about, I have just told you, you have to know what is the office of an apostle before you can know how to identify an apostle. I've just told you, an apostle, see, amen.
Amen.
I know it will shake some of you a little bit, what I'm saying now. We have been so deceived by these orators. But God can never leave us in darkness. You know, this thing I'm teaching was just about some 2 hours before I left my house to come. That was when I received it. I jumped up from my room. I went to my wife. I told her. I called Pastor Weston in Jos. They said he's sleeping. I said, go and wake him. I said, he has something I want to go talk today for church. Nothing like apostle. And when I tore it down, he said, brother, I didn't see it like that before. You are correct. Because the apostolic office is the foundation laying office.
Yes, sir.
And no other foundation can anybody else lay. Therefore, let nobody come up and say he's an apostle. There are only 4 more offices left to build on that foundation. It's pure and simple.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Yes?
Praise God. Sir, I was made to understand from the teachings I had before this evening that an apostle is a church planter. And I really enjoyed this message.
A church planter is an evangelist.
Okay.
Not an apostle.
I really enjoyed the teaching this evening.
Thank you.
With what I have heard before. So I find it a little bit difficult to take it in. Because of what I was made to understand before. That an apostle is a church planter.
Forget it. Those are men with denominational hangover who want to be having branches everywhere. They'll take off and go and plant here, go and plant there, go and plant there. They are trying to look at Apostle Paul. And where Apostle Paul went, he went to places where they never knew anything about Christ. But that was not his ministry. His ministry was to lay the foundation for our faith today. That's what he was doing. That's why, look at it, concerning marriage, he's there. Church order, he is there. Everything, he lay it. All the doctrines of the Christian faith, they are laid by the apostles. And we are to build on it using the other 4 offices. That's all.
Thank you.
Yes.
Shalom, church.
God bless.
Sir. Daddy, I have about 3 questions, sir, bothering me, sir. Because in Redeem, in our church days, there are things that, just like as the other brother said, that what is happening here, not everybody knows the real truth. It's few that have decoder to view it, sir, or visit somebody that, like those that do visit me to watch the program, sir, that knows about this very truth, sir. So, sir, is it right? Because in my church, as a parish pastor, sometimes professional pastor or daddy in the Lord, Adeboye, sir, do type what we are to preach. And you cannot go against that thing he said you should preach. So even though if the Spirit of God have shown you what to tell his people, you cannot do without doing what Daddy say you should do. Sir, is it right?
Yes, it is right, because he's the one that call you. It's right, because it is who call you that you will listen to. So it's at Baba Adeboye that call you and ordain you. But if it's the Holy Ghost that call you, you will listen to the Holy Ghost.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Sir, the second question is this, sir. Because this sounds as big argument between us. But
I hope you understand my answer.
Yes, sir, I understand.
It will be wrong for you to do otherwise.
And that is why many ways.
You must be loyal to whoever calls you. Very, very important. Don't be disloyal to your general overseer who called you and told you to stand for him in a gap in one branch or somewhere. If you do contrarywise, you are a bad servant.
He's not the one that brought me to this world, sir.
No, he's the one that called you and gave you a branch. Did you start the ministry on your own?
No, sir, but...
So why will you go and spoil his ministry?
Okay. Daddy, I understand you, sir.
I hope you understand me.
I understand, sir.
You do, so, eh?
The Spirit will
speak, sir.
Thank you very much.
The
second question is this, sir. So there are things I try to let them know. So about this restriction, sir.
So let who know?
The day we gather for general meeting, sir.
In your denomination?
Yes, sir.
Lie.
I try to...
It's not possible now.
They are trying to prove me wrong that I have not grown to the extent of changing what the thing has laid down.
But they are correct.
I follow or I... So because I told them that many of these Boko Haram people now, so they destroy things that they cannot rebuild again. Even life. So they said, whatever you destroyed before, whether 20-story buildings, that you must pay it back. If you happen to maybe you kill somebody, you confess to the family. I didn't do any of such, but I'm just saying that there are things that I had here, sir. Even many messages that I listened to through your message. I was trying to let them know that this is the true restitution.
No,
but they don't agree because... They are,
brother, listen.
Injected with the
water. The Lord Jesus Christ told us something. He said, "You cannot put new wine in an old bottle." He said, "If you do that, what will happen? It will burst." So don't try. And we are not called to go and refurbish or renovate the denomination.
But the message that we have.
The message that we have says, come out. Come out of her, my people.
Okay.
So don't try to refurbish them. They will never listen to you.
Sir, before I joined Regime, sir, I was formerly a member of Christ Embassy. So, and there in Christ Embassy, they said, there is a press, the book of James 2:10 says, if you keep the whole law and offend in one point, you are guilty of the rest. Then Brapo said that we are saved by grace and not by our works, lest any man should boast. But he said again in Romans 6:1, shall we then continue in grace?
Sin.
That sin abounds. So now, you know what makes many of us to travel all the way from where we come from to this brother assembly, sir, is because of what we are hearing. Because the way you are rebuking the sin, you are speaking it the way it is touching everybody, that to know that, sir, so... So you are not painting it. You are not just painting it. You know, washing outside the cup, whereas the inside is dirty. So you are washing from the inside. That's why we come, sir, to be blessed as well. So you've told me, And I know the Spirit will still speak more.
Praise
as
God.
Come out of
this one you are talking now, they are watching you.
Yeah, I don't care.
I hope you will not lose your job.
Daddy, is that a job? God is the one that I obey, sir.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, the next person.
God bless you, sir. My question is, there is a message you preached and listened to. You are explaining, you are using the five fingers to explain the fivefold ministry. You say that this one is the apostle. And the apostle have the ability to touch both the ministry. And looking at your ministry, I'm understanding that your ministry is touching the fivefold ministry. It's working.
I am apostle.
No, I just want to understand. Your ministry is working, is perfecting the saints. Your ministry is working for the ministry and it's defining the body. So I just want to understand.
You want to understand what? You want to know my ministry?
It's just that your ministry is touching both, and we say that the teaching you teach us today is very, very important. It's
I am a teacher now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
A teacher knows everything now. I'm a teacher now, so I know everything. A pastor, everyone that is a true father, is a pastoral ministry, is a shepherd. Apostle Paul called Peter his son in the Lord. And then, if we have church like this, and I am also supposed to be a father in the Lord to people, I must give birth to people now. I must give birth to ministries. So it's only normal that every pastor should be able to raise up ministries, ministers. And how we do it, remember, no man can give you any ministry. All we do is create the atmosphere for what is in you to come out. That's all. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing.
Thank you, sir.
I cannot give you any ministry because he is the one that gives the ministry. And I create the atmosphere. So that if there is anything in you, it will come out. And when we see it, we encourage you. We don't kill it.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
My second question is about Jesus Christ told us we should pray for our enemies. And for instance, if my uncle is doing me something and I am praying for him, and after praying for him and I want to pray a welfare prayer, then I started praying against anybody that is working against me. Am I not reversing the blessing that I pray for my uncle or anybody that is doing me?
We say, what did Jesus Christ say?
I said, he said you should pray for them that hate us, them that is looking for the way to do us evil.
He said you should pray for them. Did he tell you how you should pray for them? What type of prayer? Eh? He said we should pray for them now.
He said we should bless them that curse us now.
Eh?
We
do you know how to bless those who curse you?
That's what I want.
If they are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are naked, clothe them. He said, by so doing, you heap coals of fire upon them. So don't say no, but in your secrecy, you wire them with prayer. Anybody will say, I'm not going to see the end of this year. What are you waiting for? But when you wake up, you see the person, he's hungry, give him food to eat. Thank you. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Okay, there's something on the screen. Sister Agatha from Port Harcourt. Pastor, please, I have checked all the signs of an apostle in the Bible which you read. I can confirm that Apostle Suleiman's ministry has all these signs. Note, I am not a member of Omega Fire Ministry. Why is Paul an apostle? He was not one of the 12 apostles. Thanks. Agatha, you don't have to be a member of Omega Fire Ministry before you become part of that ministry. If you believe in anything, you are part of it. You did not listen to me, Agatha. I said that the signs of an apostle, the signs of an apostle, listen very well. The sign is to confirm his ministry. What is the ministry? The sign is not the ministry. The sign is to confirm his ministry. Agatha, listen again. The sign is not the ministry. The sign is to confirm the ministry. So what is the ministry? The ministry is a foundation laying ministry. What foundation is Suleiman laying again? When Apostle Paul said, no other foundation can anyone lay. The apostles gave us the Bible, which is the foundation. They still remain in the apostolic office. Paul is still our apostle. Peter is still our apostle. Jude is still our apostle. They are our apostle. They are still talking to us till today. They are talking to us here. This is where the apostolic ministry is. That's what I want you to note. Now listen. Listen. The apostles of Jesus Christ, he chose 12 of them. One of them fell off. What's his name? Judas. And according to the prophecy that went, that let his bishopric be taken by another. And it's Jesus himself that selected the other 11. It was not by ballot. So Matthias cannot replace Judas. Jesus reserved Apostle Paul as the replacement for Judas. So Apostle Paul is the one that replaced Judas. And you don't see any other person in the Bible that make a claim of apostleship. He is the apostle to the Gentiles. God bless you, Agatha. Suleiman is not an apostle. He is a prophet. That's all. Because he prophesies a lot. So he's a prophet. But not an apostle. Brother Blaise from England. Pastor Moses, I remember you saying once in your message that we are apostles. As apostle means sent ones. Are they not sent ones anymore? I have just keep listening to me. I know it's going to be very difficult for us to catch this. You are hearing something you have never heard in Christianity. I'm telling you this thing. Yes, we are all sent ones. All of us are sent, isn't it? Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. It's for every Christian. But every Christian are not apostles because they are, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29. Can we read it? He says, are all apostles? Because all cannot be apostles. Are all prophets? All cannot be prophets. Are all teachers? All cannot be. Are all workers of miracles? All cannot be workers of miracles. And all too do not speak in tongues. All this teaching that says everybody stand up and speak in tongues. Everybody cannot speak in tongues. Praise the Lord. So you have to understand, I have just given you the identity of an apostle. And please, nobody in this great age now has a right to claim apostle. If you say you are an apostle, then you are a false apostle. Because you will show us the foundation that you are laying. Thank you. Okay. Aquadensakios Sunday. Zach Sunday from Nasarawa State. Aquade. Shalom, sir. We heard that there is going to be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher universally. that we stand to correct all the errors going on in the end time message before rapture. So, how can we reconcile this with the new teaching, sir? Who told you that? It's another false teacher that taught you that. Nothing like that. No apostle that will correct the errors. The correction of the errors was done through the ministry of William Marion Braham. And we are followers of that message. Nothing like that, because it fulfills Malachi chapter 4 verses 5 and 6. It says, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Before that day, I will send Elijah, the prophet. So it is Elijah ministry that will correct it, not apostolic ministry. See, we all made that mistake before, including me. Now that God has shed his light on it, and we are privileged to hear it, apostolic ministry is foundation laying ministry. That's all. And we are built upon that foundation of those apostles. And no other foundation can anybody lay. Therefore, no other apostle can come up other than the apostles with God. Christ himself chose those apostles to lay the foundation. Then after, he now had prophets. He now had evangelists. He now had pastors. He now had teachers to build upon what the apostles had laid down. That's all. Can we clap our hands again for Jesus? God bless you. If you are not angry with me, clap your hands for Jesus. Our eyes of understanding,
He has opened up at last. And to victory is ours. We are chained down in the past. To jubilee and salvation. And we have responded to our God. To our God.
The original.
Hallelujah. Oh, the original.
The original world is what I believe.
The Son of Man is with you.
A seven seal
with the other.
The original.
The original.
Hallelujah.